Billionaire businessman Donald Trump wants to stop automatically giving U.S. citizenship to anyone who is born in the United States. Mr. Trump is the leading Republican presidential candidate. He says automatic citizenship is the reason many women come to the United States illegally and give birth. He wants to cancel the 14th Amendment to the U.S. Constitution, which says all persons born or naturalized in the United States are citizens. In 5 months, voters in some states will begin choosing the Republican Party's presidential nominee. All of the 17 Republican candidates have called for strong measures to stop people from entering the country illegally, especially from Mexico. But not all of them support ending automatic citizenship for people born in the United States. Public opinion surveys show former Florida Governor Jeb Bush and U.S. Senator Marco Rubio are two of the strongest Republican presidential candidates. Neither man agrees with Mr. Trump. Mr. Bush says people born in the U.S. have what he calls a constitutionally protected right to become American citizens. Senator Rubio said he would support measures to stop women from coming to the United States illegally to give birth to children, so their babies will automatically be citizens. But he says he does not support canceling the 14th Amendment. Other Republican candidates say they support Mr. Trump's call for its cancellation. The Center for Immigration Studies seeks to limit immigration to the United States. It says 30 of the world's 194 countries give citizenship to people born in their country. But it says the United States and Canada are the only two developed countries that do so. It says some foreign women are entering the United States as what it calls birth tourists. It says they are giving birth to 36,000 babies yearly so that their children can become American citizens. In 2010, the Pew Hispanic Center estimated that 8% of the 4.3 million babies born in the U.S. in 2008 were the children of people who had entered the country illegally. Automatic citizenship for those born in the United States has been part of the country's laws since the colonies declared their independence from England in the late 1700s. The new country's laws were based on English common law. But in 1857, the U.S. Supreme Court ruled that the children of slaves were not American citizens. The Constitution was amended after the Civil War in the 1860s. Anti-slavery northern states defeated pro-slavery southern states in the war. The Constitution was changed to make it clear that all black Americans and freed slaves were U.S. citizens. At the end of the 1800s, the Supreme Court ruled that all children born in the United States are American citizens. However, children of diplomats, invading armies, and those born on foreign public ships do not get automatic citizenship. Conservative lawmakers in the United States have sometimes tried to end automatic citizenship, but they have never received much support. Changing the U.S. Constitution is difficult. at least two-thirds of the House and Senate must support any change. If that happens, the proposed change is sent to the states, where at least 38 of the 50 state legislatures must support it before it can become part of the Constitution. I'm Christopher Jones Cruz.